We are in Word of Mouth, Edinburgh, and there is a small collection of Edinburghi. What do you call people from Edinburgh?
Edinburghers.
Oh, Edinburghers, it is that. Can everybody give their Twitter name, please?
Hey, this is Beat Blogger Mike.
Beat Blogger Mike. Aren't you meant to rap that?
Mixmaster Mike, yeah.
You are?
And I'm Jess from Startup Cafe. It's Jess in Scotland on Twitter.
Thank you very much, Jess in Scotland on Twitter, for my breakfast this morning.
And we've already had a chat about the inappropriateness of my Twitter name, but it's Fina Marique, and this is Rach from Blonde. So I don't need to spell it, do I?
No.
Okay, great. That's it from me then.
Thank you very much for my accommodation last night and the tea and everything else. Thank you.
And my name's Ewan McIntosh. I'm not the fat bloke off the office.
Do you have to say that every time?
Yes.
So, social media get-togethers in... Obviously, this is an impromptu, last-minute thing. But what goes on in Edinburgh?
Oh, man, Edinburgh is a busy place. I think the first place to start would be Friday morning. If you could make it back to Edinburgh for 8 a.m., that would be great. There's Edinburgh Coffee Morning. Basically, everyone who's interested in digital creative space who can manage to wake up that early gathers at Centitre in Newtown for just a lovely coffee and chat.
Wow. Just cropping up more and more, and I kind of like the fact that we are blurring this real life, online life. For me, it's all real life, but this getting to see people in the flesh, just taking it to that next level, I think. I really like that. And I think it's important for us to build these kind of relationships. Ewan, what are you doing in town, for starters?
I decided to come home for a while. I'm waiting for number two to drop, which means...
Hang on a second. For a what?
For a baby, number two, okay, to drop. Which means I get to work at my home office for a change and do proper work. So I've just spent early morning starts and saw that you were in town. I don't know how I missed that you were in town last night, but I was asleep by 9 o'clock because I've become an old man anyway.
I did get in late, and of course I'm on the Vodafone Freebies Challenge, and it was kind of a bit of a shock that I got here to Edinburgh last night, and it's weird. It's very weird, and I'm kind of excited as well because approaching Scotland, I looked at the mashup map that Richard Macneill had made, and I thought, I don't actually know many people, but it was just a couple of tweets, and I think Jess, thank you, did a little bit towards the amplification there. Well, okay. Set off a huge explosion, and Twitter just went crazy in Scotland, and it was like for a moment in my timeline only Scotland existed in the world, and it really, really hurt my head because I should be doing more video, I should be doing more audio, I should be doing more photographs, but I'm just trying to keep up with the conversation. Next time I'm bringing a robot or something to come along with me that can just do that and read it out to me. Because it's really hard work when there's so many interesting people that I feel obliged to respond to, and I don't want to be rude, but if I haven't responded, then I apologise profusely. But it's busy out there. What do you guys think I should be doing? I've just done an interview with The Guardian, which is you, isn't it?
That's me, yeah, and it'll be online. So if you go to guardian.co.uk/Edinburgh, you can see the man that you're listening to right now as well. So.
Nice, you've done this before.
We are real people. I've never done this before. I'm usually at the other end of the mic, so it's nice to have one shoved in my face. Well done.
I'm going to edit that bit out and with a bit of beatboxing over the top. How difficult is it for me to get out of Edinburgh today? Because if I go to... And the nice thing is tonight, I can actually give something back to my Twitter community. Vodafone, I think in an attempt to slow me down, have said if I get to Inverness tonight, they will treat me and the other person who is with me for a slap-up meal at Miss Miggins's pie shop. No, I can't remember what the place is called, but apparently it's very posh. How far is Inverness?
Inverness on a good day is 4 hours on the train. On a bad day with the snow that's falling, you probably don't want to be doing too much tourism in Edinburgh. You probably want to be, in fact, what are you doing here, man? Getting a car?
No, I really probably should be going right now. So I will have to come back to Edinburgh and definitely check it out.
What you should do en route is make sure that you travel with someone who doesn't drink, but who's willing to hang out with you in all the distilleries that you're going to pass on the way there. You're going to be in the whiskey trail. So you, between Edinburgh and Inverness, I reckon that you'll pass nearly 80 odd distilleries.
Do you know, I've got the most expensive and the most special bottle of single malt from the Millburn distillery that doesn't exist anymore with me, and then I broke it. And every car I've been getting into so far, I thought was an alcoholic. And they must have thought, yeah, travelling up the countries with no money, hey, but a lot of booze. They would think, I'm not, and I was like, really? These were really, really posh alcoholics. This is good stuff. And they're 30 plus years old. So I could probably do with replacing that. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you so much, Rachel, for your hospitality last night.
You're most welcome.
And I'm just bowled over. Anytime. Okay, you're now a permanent flag on the map, just in case I'm passing back through.
And Toronto as well.
Toronto. I love the way you say that. Did you see the tweets from Thinking Digital this morning? They're going to hook you up with lots of Toronto-type people.
Yeah, thank you very, very much. I'll be following those up.
And if you are following the hashtag FreeBees, FreeBees, then thanks, and help me get to my final destination, which is, of course, John O'Groats. Inverness today, though, please. I fancy ordering a very expensive bottle of wine, but I'll be sharing it. Speak to you later. Thanks, guys.